Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, one of my brilliant co-wizards here in the NutriMedical Report, and of course we'll be expanding as we increase our 24/7 NutriMedical Network, which will be launching here probably in the next few days. I'm going to do the test this afternoon. I'm hoping I'm actually going to finalize things early tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be launching in the next few days. I think I have around 15 co-broadcasters, some just 1 hour a week, others Monday to Friday. And we'll be launching this. It'll be on every ad, every possible stream possible, including Alexa. So you can go be leaning back in your easy chair, talking to your Alexa, Amazon Alexa, and saying, "Can you find somebody who can cure my digital my foot neuropathy?" And it goes, "Dr. Deagle talked about that on da-da-da-da," and they can hear the show, or tune in iTunes, Google Plus. Right over to iCloud, and what we're doing basically is I'm building, and I told this to my stream guys, and I invented new ideas for them because I'm always an inventor, right? People say,
"Wow, so you're like an electronic doctor to the whole planet."
Right, and what I'm doing actually, and I tell them I'm going to give them high quality information to the new cybernetic neocortex for the human race. And one of the things that kind of frightens people, and that's why when I tried to launch my product, which is our Red Deer Velvet DR, back in the spring, I got word from Lee Wickenhauser that I couldn't actually launch it on the network because all the other co-broadcasters didn't want me to say that I have a show on the network, even though I've been here 13 and a half years. So you have to understand, they're terrified. The reason is, justifiably, because if a guest calls in, or someone calls in and does an ad hominem attack, or if they say something that's not logical, or they get nasty about it and say, "Well, I have my right to my opinion." No, you have your right to your attitude. An opinion, like a legal term, is based on evidence and logic. That's why I have brilliant people like you, because I always learn from people like you, Lowell. On my show, another co-host that I have, like Kelby Smith, or let's say Sasha, who's a pastor of the Continuing Church of God in Serbia, or Dr. Bob Teal, or is it the third hour today, Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist. I think now he's in his late 70s, early 80s. He's archaeologically visited everywhere from the Ark of the Covenant to the mountains of Turkey, to et cetera. But I tell people, if you think you're going to fence with Dr. Deagle and I'm going to be nice, you're delusional. Because I'm going to literally give you an intellectual death of 1,000 cuts. "You shouldn't say that." In fact, I had my wife try to say, "You shouldn't say that." I said, "Look, I don't want to frighten people. I like grandmas and nice people asking me tough questions, and I'll give an answer to anything. But if you think you're going to just kind of try to throw your weight around and see if you're going to know more than Dr. Deagle, I'm going to prove to you that I can fence faster than any other human being on Earth intellectually, and I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection, which is like a live dissection of you, not in the autopsy room, intellectually without anesthetic." Now, people might say that's nasty, but you know the reason our civilization is dying for lack of logic, wisdom, and evidence. Our civilization, like it says in the Bible, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, the Lord said, "I'm not going to send a famine of food or water," like where he puts a rainbow in the sky, he actually promised he's never going to send a flood like Noah again. He said, "I'm going to send a famine of the Word. And the Word isn't just the Bible and reading it and interpreting it correctly. It's the Word of wisdom. And wisdom is in a repository of elderly people like you and me, or younger people that are smart. Like my youngest son's new girlfriend is wise at 23, and that's neat. So I'm seeing millennials more conservative and wiser than their middle-aged and elderly parents, because they've had enough of the foolishness of what's going on.
Well, that's a relief. What we're getting instead, I noticed in the news today from National Public Radio, a new sculpture has been installed in the Illinois State House just in time for the holidays. It is a gift from the Satanic Temple called Snaketivity. It is a satanic sculpture put in the government state house of Illinois.
Well, people have to understand, you see, what people have to understand is the people who put Snake Temple out, only about 1 or 2% of what the devil does looks, tastes, and smells bad. 98% of the left and the right, we're talking about Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter what country you're in or even what religion, you can be a transhumanist, you know, like some of the people that I've known are transhumanists believing in life extension, but they want to merge with technology and download their cortex into the supernet. Everything that you see on the left and right, that includes Donald Trump, they're a distraction because they're all, if you went to a Walmart run by Lucifer with different bottles of religion or geopolitical viewpoints, every single one has a stamp approved by Lucifer, the god of blue light. And people don't understand this, do they? They don't understand, for example, and I'm going to make a couple statements here that are going to frighten people. I support Donald Trump and he does the right thing, but I've called him from the start Trumpinocchio. He's like Pinocchio. He's a wooden president. He's a do-gooder, high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he's probably the best president we've ever had because they're all high-level secret order of some kind or other, and he's done great things for the economy. I need to get that man eyeball to eyeball, or at least on the phone every 20 minutes every week, along with my counsel like yourself, Lowell, so the man can hear the truth from someone who's a truth teller. Okay? We need to be his Samuel counsel because the man is screwing up. For example, when he recycles water and says he's going to give you fracked water or water from deep underground in the earth where they have hydrogen sulfide, and when you concentrate hydrogen sulfide in your kidneys, you can even dissolve your toilet and concrete and steel. When he says he's going to authorize January 8th, 2018, 5G network, you cannot have a new world order and an autonomous voice-to-skull technology and eventually hack into the human cortex without 5G. And you can't have autonomous vehicles where eventually it's illegal for a human to drive a car because the cybernetic run by supercomputers will make it illegal for someone to own a car or even drive a car in the not-too-distant future. People don't see this. You don't see, for example, that Donald Trump, even though he calls himself a Christian, has authorized his warlock wizard son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to authorize not only the peace treaty between Islam, which is a satanic pseudo-religion, and the Jews, who, by the way, are mostly apostate because they're all wizards. People don't understand this, and they believe in the Sephiot Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. And if you've never read it, you read it and you go, you'll have some OMG moments, oh my God. And this is why most Jews are agnostics or atheists, because they don't want to accept this crap. 1,300 years in Babylon screwed up the Jewish belief system. They have the book, but they don't understand it. And people, nobody else on the world talks about the truth about it except for Dr. Bill Deagle. I'll give you an example.
They never really ended the Babylonian captivity. Their minds remain.
They haven't. That's why I have a good friend of mine, they're actually religious Jews like Josh Bernstein. For example, did you know that the Bolsheviks, under the direction of the Black Pope, were apostate Jews that killed off the Jewish rabbis and the Jewish and the Hebrew believing Jews in Russia were the first to die? Did you know that 122,000 of the SS were atheistic Jews that actually were killing their fellows in death camps, along with subnormal people that were lower intelligence or gypsies or people who were just unacceptables? Did you know that the New World Order in Hollywood and these others is run by high IQ people? And by the way, the highest IQ single population on earth are Jews. If you take their collective population, the highest IQ in the country, in the world, are Jews, and after that you deal with people you know, that are let's say Japanese or South Koreans. But the highest IQ by a big margin in terms of their total capacity and talents are Jews. Now, if it's turned to evil, you're going to have a lot of bad stuff happen. That's why how many Jewish people are wealthy and powerful? A lot. I mean, if you only got 12 million Jews, they're running a lot of the world, aren't they?
They are indeed. And to point out, even though Orientals have a higher IQ on average than white people do, by the way, about 2 to 5 points, Jews are Orientals.
They trace their
ancestry to the other side of the Bosphorus.
Well, I mean, what people have to understand is it's not just the average IQ of the population. For example, if you look at the IQ of males versus females, do you know there's 7 times more males with an IQ over 170 than females?
Yeah, and there are also many more males with a very, very low IQ. Males,
right, but it doesn't matter. They don't count. And if you take the Jewish population, the percentage of Jews that have an IQ over 180, like me and my sons, is really high. And if they turn to evil, the whole world suffers. How's that?
Sounds scary.
Yeah, isn't it?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're freaked out by it, and welcome back. So we got a couple articles here. We got Alaska and America's fragile foothold. An article about earthquakes. Now, you talked about this previously in books you've written on the global cooling. But what we're seeing with a swarm of, because the Earth's ringing like a bell, and the major earthquakes all over the place, including the new hotspot moving off the Great Big Island of Hawaii, the superquake that happened in Indonesia that killed thousands of people. And the signs of rumbling in Mount Vesuvius off the coast of Italy, east coast of Italy, we're seeing what's called the swarm that was talked about by Yeshua Jesus, the Father in the flesh. That's his name, Yahashua HaMashiach, which means in Hebrew, the breath that creates all life and all eternity, that dwelt among us, literally the incarnated human flesh, has stated that in Matthew 24, the great sign of the time of the end was the coming of what's called a lithospheric disjunction. That's a term I invented to explain. If you take a Georgia peach, and I practiced in Georgia in 87, 88, and you steam it, guess what happens? You can move the skin on the peach without, just slide it right around. It's amazing. Yep. And what's going to happen is every 750,000 years, or roughly around that time, there's a major slide of the crust of the Earth on the mantle. But every 40 to 60 years is actually a magnetic flux field change, which is locked in the interoceanic cleft by ringwoodite, which is a rock that wells up from the mantle of the Earth. It contains a high amount of magnetite, iron, and depending on the magnetic flux field direction of the poles, it actually locks in the polar changes. And they found this, when they pulled magnetometers across the ocean floor to find U-boats, they found there was a kind of a flux field change that occurred like a grid pattern across the bottom of the oceans, and they realized that the Earth is a very violent place. I mean, the Earth itself, in all inner planets of not only our star, but all inner stars, are nuclear reactors with a swirl of liquid, semi-liquid radioisotopes flowing around a solid core that creates a torsion field called the magnetosphere. The bottom layer of the magnetosphere is the lithosphere, the crust. The next layer is the troposphere, between 50 and 75,000 and 90,000 feet. Then they have 3 layers out to 22,000 miles out that are a magnetic bow shock wave that stops the cosmic rays zeta particles, x-rays, etc., frying us on Earth. So load our Earth being a radioactive nuclear reactor, creating a torsion field, which is a time-space distortion, we could not survive on Earth. There would be no life on this planet. It would be a lifeless, dead star, dead chunk of thing floating around the star. And what happens, though, because of Earth is a living thing and can be periodically violent, but what's going to happen is, and remember now, 8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator, is North America, because of the motions in the previous studies, research, both regular and classified, I've had access to, North America is probably going to drift southward over several months by up to 1,200 miles at the speed of a senior citizen walking with a cane, 1.2 miles an hour.
And it's a lot means, faster than the inch and a half a year it normally moves, yeah.
Right, so 1.2 miles an hour is pretty fast, and you're going to see superquakes, coastal damage, superstorms, all kinds of things happening, and earthquakes all over the planet. And this, by the way, is part of the rapture. Now, the rapture is not like the knucklehead Christians think, because they're not prophets, and I am. The rapture is taking evil out. And if you actually look at the Bible, because it's a locksmith's guide, if you actually look at the Bible, it's not written for people who are not logical. If you don't have a very high IQ and willingness to face the truth, whether you like it or not, which, believe me, God's crushed me down like powder to make me understand that His way is the only way, that we're heading toward a time where the globalists are panicking. That's why they want the New World Order before all this happens. So these earthquakes all over the world are forcing them to make stupid decisions that are really obvious to anybody, even with a modicum of an IQ, to realize the New World Order is in a panic state right now. And Donald Trump, in some ways, is delaying parts of their plan, but he has his own alternative parts of a different version of the New World Order. That's why his son is going to set up this temple and setting up the peace treaty in the Middle East. He's the one that got a special trophy for setting the USMC trade treaty, which is Zone 3 of the 10 zones of the New World Order under Council on Foreign Relations, published in the fall, September 1970, the issue of Foreign Affairs, setting up the 10 kings who will give their power to the beast for 1 hour, and Trump just finished it last week. People don't get this, do they?
Nope.
But they're going to get it on my show, whether they like it or not, because the great thing that's going to kill people, not only physically, but spiritually, is a lack of wisdom. And they're not going to get it from their pastor. They're not going to get it from their politicians. They're not going to get it from their books or their libraries in the universities. They're not going to get it from their professors who want to teach them either a leftist dogma gospel or from their uber-right people who worship Trump no matter what the hell he does. I mean, I want Trump to listen to me and to people like you so the man becomes spiritually, not just geopolitically or financially wise, because he's making America richer. But America is the center point for the New World Order. In fact, the Mark of the Beast system is not coming from Brussels or Strasbourg or Beijing or Moscow. It's going to come from the United States. And the center point of the New World Order is a cybernetic supercomputer system with a primary node at Falcon, Colorado, Colorado Springs, USA. I've been inside it. I know everything about the Mark of the Beast. I don't know some of it. I can tell you so many reams of technical and scientific data of exactly what the hell they're doing. It scares the hell out of me. And the other people say, well, we want to dispute it, Deagle. You can't, okay? You cannot. I know everything about the Promise software, the supercomputers. I know everything. Not some of it. And to be honest with you, people don't understand, even when we have presidents like Trump, he's got his version, and so has Hillary, and the highest level female warlock in the Western world, Hillary Clinton, I call her Hitlery, sacrificed by her parents to these transdimensional entities in a ceremony when she was just a little girl. People don't know how damned evil this is. Like, when you talk about the snake cult that gets the statue, people know that they think, well, that's just peripheral, this is a little anomaly out there. No, it's not. That's the evil, ugly side of Satanism. Most of it's beautiful. Most of it's making you richer, healthier, stronger, more powerful. Even giving you maybe, if sometimes, say, term two of Trump, missile defense, so our enemies will really quake in their boots, realizing they can't strike and kill us. That'll really scare the hell out of them, won't it?
And it's interesting that the Democrats were very happy with themselves and their media allies when they came to be called in the media the Blue Party, and the Republicans were the Red Party, because after all, we all know Democrats are basically Reds. They're basically socialists.
Well, they're so, but the thing is,
but the interesting thing is Satanism is the blue light.
It's a blue light, but
then you got a much deeper description of the real nature of the Democratic Party by calling them blue.
Exactly. Now, why is it the blue light? The blue light, because the real light of God is white. The real light of God exposes everything in its true colors. And with no white light, you don't get the true colors of anything, do you?
No.
You don't. And the fact is, though, Republicans, if they want to actually become what we call true Christian Republicans, they realize, firstly, socialized health care kills you. I saw it in Canada. It killed both my parents. Socialism itself takes away, so almost like the Democrats say, we'd rather have everybody be degraded to earning $20,000 than the poor make $50,000. They actually say this.
Mm-hmm.
We have Josh Burns, who's my Jewish co-host on Mondays, and he's great. And he said, you know, he calls Ocasio-Cortez occasional cortex. Pretty funny, eh? She occasionally has her cortex. How can that happen? I can't understand it. We can tell if she walks by and her brain rattles, she's got occasional cortex. No doubt. And people say, well, I'm on the left or right. Why? You're both being luciferically manipulated. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. So let's continue. I want people to understand this. You're going to hear things on this show from me and my co-hosts and my network when we launch it in the next few days. You're not going to hear anywhere else on earth. Everybody's got red lines. If you go to Tucker Carlson, he's great and lots of things, or Michelle Malkin, or if you listen to Hannity, which are, you know, conservative networks, which I agree with, like, you know, 70-80% of what they say. But there's lines they'll never cross and never talk about the secret orders or what's really the agenda or the things that Donald Trump is screwing up on. For example, right now, my advice to Donald Trump regarding the illegals in this situation is, number two, he should set up a Bracero 2 program and put anklets on a small number of people that can be qualified to actually be workers, picking through to doing other things and have a tracker anklet on them, and send them to work camps where they cannot get off the damn camp and go to the cities and become either if they're man criminals or MS-13 or do human trade or whatever. And the rest of them need to be bussed back by military buses under armed control to their home country to go to prison because they're criminals. And we need to deploy troops into Mexico and Central America now, not wait until a disaster happens. And we also have to clear out the cartels because we created them. The Special Activities Division of the CIA and our government, intel agencies, runs the drug trade to the tune of $2 trillion a year, not including human trade and organ trade. In 1987, they tried to recruit me to the organ trade. It's through Emory University in Atlanta and offered me lots of money. Deagle, if you're just be a corrupt son of a bitch, you can make sure you declare people dead or brain dead in the emergency department or burn unit. We'll put both their any good organs they have, man. And Deagle, we'll just deposit lots of money in your foreign bank account. So when people want to say, you're crazy, like my mother when she's dying, they're crazy, Billy. Or my relatives, yeah, he's crazy. I'm just reporting what the hellish things God has let me be through to tell you knuckleheads out there what's really going on. You're not going to hear from other hosts on this network or anywhere else except from Deagle and my co-hosts. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Period. Okay? To give you an example of how the aggravation exists, I get recently aggravated by the IRS, who even declared that my daughter, who's Down syndrome, is actually married and not dependent. And then we had late filing, even though it's electronically filed by our tax consultant in Colorado, said that we had a late filing charge. So if they could, they'd kill me. But you idiots out there, if you don't believe Dingell, would say, well, why don't they kill you, Dingell? I had one guy 4 or 5 years ago say this. And I said, you know why? Because if they kill me, you, knucklehead, might believe. And you're not going to hear this from anybody else but Dingell and my co-host, period. From anywhere else. And they're all going to give you a little shade. They'll give you a little twist of the narrative of the story. I'm not going to give you the straight-up poop of what's really going on the left and the right. And I want to talk to Trump because he's screwing up. He's doing some really great things, wonderful things. He even has prayer in the White House. But the prayer's not getting through to his soul because he should not have people getting caught in concertina wire. He should not let people be starving or getting one meal a day in Tijuana where their population can't support them. He should not be allowing the SAD to run the drug trade or even run the Iraq war, which they did, or 9/11. And he knows as a constructor, a builder of buildings, these buildings fell because they were demolished with micronuclear devices. 2.5 years ago, my last attempt to try to do testing in the Western world or Eastern world, the State Department, U.S. State Department, told the Tokyo lab, you're not allowed to even talk to Dingell, okay? So if you think, well, I can dispute Dingell and his idea that they nuked the World Trade Center, you're an idiot. Yeah, they did. And they've done everything except they haven't killed me because, guess what? They're terrified of the amount of information I'm going to drop in their lap, including a more than 2 megabyte store of data I got from a Finnish munitions expert who was contracted by the Port Authority in New York to demolish the World Trade Center 3 years before 9/11 in 1998. So if you think you can dispute anything I say, you're going to come into my cage match, says a spider to the fly. It's not going to be pleasant, is it?
Nope.
Right. And people say, well, Dr. Dingell, you think you have a right to say these things. I said, you know what? I have a right to tell you the truth because someday it's going to kill me and I'm going to die in the arms of Jesus. I'm ready to go back to my home with my father, but I want to bring many souls with me that aren't going to be facing annihilation because there's physical destruction coming to this world. We aggravate the hell out of Russia, which we are doing now in Ukraine, with the bridge going across from Crimea to Russia. And we knew damn well that the Ukrainians trashed into territory that was under Russian control. What are we doing giving tank-killing weapons when the Russians are trying to protect the Donbass kids and people in eastern Ukraine that are Russian-speaking? What are we doing when we support the State Department to try to partition and set up NATO in not only Poland but Ukraine, right on the doorstep of Russia and freak them out so they want to nuke us? And if you don't think Russia will eventually nuke the hell out of us with weapons we can't defend against, you're an idiot. We're eventually going to result in most of American citizens dying in a thermonuclear cloud of dust as they see their bones for the last moments of their life, as they turn into and have an atomic vapor, can make for 50,000ths of a degree temperature, their temperature of their body turns into an atomic vapor. People say, oh no, Dr. Dingell, we've got things to defend ourselves. No, we don't. That's why when they had this test here over Hawaii last year, guess what? We actually had one of our proxies, it was Israel, did the test, and we couldn't stop the damn missile. We didn't want to admit it, so we had a person in Hawaii who actually reported the fact that we had a missile test, and we didn't stop the damn thing. You know, remember that thing with the big alert over that missile?
Sure, absolutely.
I know all about it. I took care of the guys working at Vandenberg Air Force Base and White Sands missiles. I know everything. And they're terrified of Dingell because, you know what? I have a photographic memory and an ability in science in every specialty. From metallurgy to astrophysics to oceanography to genetics and everything, Dr. Dingell is a different kind of subspecies of human. And believe me, I don't use my talent so I can kind of crush people because I can become really rich or really evil, like when I was visited by the Pindar, to hurt human beings. I'm not going to. I'm your big brother. You better damn well listen to what I'm saying because what's coming even under Trump is not good. It may even be worse and quicker under Hillary Clinton, but believe me, Trump is not slowing the advance of the New World Order at all. He's accelerating it. Isn't he?
So then what hope do we have, Doctor?
God. God is going to stop it, and he's going to stop us through several processes. Some of them were there before the foundation of the universe. One of them is what you're talking about in your talk today, which is the earthquake. This big earthquake in Alaska is a warning, because what we're moving toward, and I'm predicting this, that we are in the end of the first year of the last fat years of on Earth. We have 6 more years before, as it says in the prophecy of Joseph, who became the satrap of Egypt, the fat cows were eaten by the lean cows thereafter in the 7 years. The 7 years are going to start here soon, because the red heifer was born in August of this year, and that red heifer has to be about 2 or 3 years old before they sacrifice it. So the second term of Trump, they're going to set up the abomination that desolates in Israel, And Israel is the, we call it the linchpin, or like the pin of a grenade to blow up the world. It's not India and Pakistan. It's Israel. Israel's armed to the eyeball teeth and even have nuclear weapons in every capital of every country on Earth. Did you know that? They don't even need to send a missile. They can just send a code and bam, every capital on Earth blows up. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
Right. I got all kinds of classified and other information. People say, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, God put me in a lot of bad places. He had a lot of bad contacts. I mean, when I worked on my PhD, my best friend, who was a master's degree candidate, were putting electrodes into mice and so on, who was the director of the Mossad for Eastern Canada. I know everything. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the stuff in places I've been. It's like, holy crap, how do you... I had one guy in Minnesota said, Deagle, your 6.5-hour talk, we can't believe. He said, you must have been like 45 people. I said, God had my day timer. Why? He sent me back from heaven to do a lot of stuff and leave me. I'm brave enough and have no social skills to shut the hell up. So I'm going to say it, even if it bothers you. Because guess what? Our civilization is heading to catastrophe. We are. People might, well, they got the Christmas season and they're all nice. Guess what? The most important season is not the season of Christmas, the season of the coming of the new Garden of Eden, when evil's taken out of this world. And it's going to be taken out with physical disasters like the lithospheric disjunction, where the Earth's crust moves and where the internet goes down and we go to city states and the New World Order dissolves into chaos and can't control the human race. And people will survive because a lot of the weapons of their warfare are disabled by the natural catastrophes coming to the Earth. God is going to take out evil like they says in the Aramaic Bible. There is the body in the valley of Gehinnom. It's coming, and the Lord is going to intervene. He's not nervous. He's on the throne. He's the God of all time and eternity. And believe me, we can do so much, but the most important thing is to rescue our fellows by telling the truth that every government on earth is luciferically switching us to the left or right dialectic to control us.
Most of you know that heart...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Very important article on, we talked about, for example, firstly, the earthquake. So earthquakes are common people. Alaska and America's fragile foothold. And by the way, there's a giant fault line running all the way from Washington State all the way through to the area of the giant superquake. The biggest one in North America that occurred about 100 and some years ago and called New Madrid, is it?
Yeah, it's on the Mississippi. It's south of St. Louis.
Right.
It was about a magnitude 9 quake, maybe a little
right.
bit less.
Right. And by the way, that fault zone is ready to be...
It changed the entire course of the Mississippi River. Perhaps most importantly, it sent people running into the streets screaming in terror from Boston to Havana. You see, most people don't realize the mountains that run down the East Coast are actually the remnants of mountains that once upon a time were as tall as the Himalayas are today.
Right.
And they have worn down, and they have this incredibly strong, tough base of rock under them. And because of that, a shock wave, like if you triggered a magnitude 6 quake in San Francisco, it would barely be felt a couple hundred miles away.
Right.
But if you trigger it on the East Coast, where the rocks are much more dense, they can carry it almost like a telephone system.
I mean, it's thousands of miles, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what I say. From Boston to Havana, that's right. How far the New Madrid quake was felt. The New Madrid quake obviously could do all kinds of damage. Oh, it created the Tennessee Realfoot Rift Lake in a matter of seconds.
Right, and that lake is about 100-some miles long, isn't it?
It's a big lake. I think it's a little bit less than that, but the point is...
It's big. It didn't exist until the quake happened.
If a similar quake happened today, though, you would kill at least 5,000 people. In 1886, a monster earthquake struck Charleston, South Carolina. Again, not a place you'd expect. Again, a quake felt from Boston all the way down to Havana.
Right.
That was a big enough quake to kill 60 people and shake down 14,000 chimneys in and around Charleston.
Right.
And so what you discover is there are a lot more places subject to big earthquakes than most Americans understand. I know you do. But New York City, for example, an earthquake fault runs along 125th Street. Scientists put the odds of a Big Apple magnitude 5 quake at 1 per century and a magnitude 6 quake at 1 every 1,000 years. A magnitude 6 quake today would kill about 100,000 New Yorkers.
Because it might kill more than that, because here's the problem. I talked to a earthquake expert recently over the weekend, talked to a contractor. If you actually measure an earthquake, if the resonant frequencies in the earthquake are similar to the resonant harmonic frequencies in a building or an overpass, it rips it apart. And big buildings and overpasses, like skyscrapers, are the first to fall. Commercial homes, like, you know, one-level home, very unlikely to fall even in a relatively strong earthquake because they're built to literally sway in the wind or the movement of the earth.
And they're built on wood, usually, which has a lot of give to it. By the way, where you live in California... I can almost guarantee, if you look at your chimneys in the house, you will find that the chimneys are strapped to the building.
Right.
Because the big fear in earthquakes is a thing called moment. The house will vibrate at a different frequency from the chimney.
Right.
That will cause the two to smash into each other and the chimney to collapse.
Well, that's why the frequency moment, the earthquake device that Tesla had in his facility in Manhattan back years ago, was something he put in his lab pocket. And what it did, it created what's called harmonic resonant frequency generator, and then pick up what was called the moment to create a giant wave inside the building. And if you create giant waves, that's why, for example, several hundred years ago in Scotland, the engineers discovered you had to make troops walk over a bridge out of step, because the instep, they create giant waves that can rip the rivets of the bridge and the bridge can fall. So the moment and the what's called harmonic giant waves will rip a building apart or an overpass. And the fact is, you don't need to go much over a 7-level earthquake in, say, Los Angeles and all the overpasses in the tall buildings, because they have 12 feet of recoil stored in the rocks, and it's locked north of Los Angeles and Simi Valley, so it hasn't moved. But there's 12 feet, and if it only moves 6 inches in one big thrust, most of the people in Los Angeles underneath these big buildings are going to die. And if you're within 15 to 20 miles of a large fault zone, there's going to be a lot of destruction of large buildings and overpasses. Now, if you're in a single-family home, it's much less likely, unless it's a 9-level earthquake or stronger, to knock down your building. So the big, tall buildings or multi-level structures, apartment buildings, are much more dangerous, aren't they?
Unless they're set to have a great deal of movement and roll in the base of them. Some of those...
Well, they have those in buildings in Japan, where they have these rollers. So the building's actually set on rollers, so it can change the moment, and the building itself will sway with the earthquake moving the ground.
In a few of those cases, they analyzed that a 60-story building would actually be safer than a one-story house. But that's the exception, not the rule. I mean, in the last...
Yeah, but that's if they have all these rollers and other things.
The rollers and other things. Southern California quake, the things that went down were things certified to be earthquake-proof, like a modern hospital, a modern freeway overpass, and so on. They collapsed old buildings. Didn't. By the way, we deal with a lot of this in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Right.
And with Christmas almost upon us, you can get a copy of this absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny to give as a gift, a stocking stuffer, or for yourself. Right. All you need to do is just pick up the phone and call a toll-free number. That will cost nothing to 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus Sail the Ocean Blue. That's 800-630-1492. 1492. Now, what they've had in Alaska, and by the way, I should probably ask you another question first. On November 11th, because you know everything, there was monitored a mysterious seismic sea wave at a very low frequency, starting in the Indian Ocean, but that then shook the entire Earth for about 20 minutes on November 11th. And scientists say they have not seen anything quite like it before.
Yeah, that's the what's
that
called
was before the big Alaska quake, of course.
Well, what's happening is what's called the start of the lithospheric destruction. There may be a number of months separating them, but I believe we're a matter of months and a couple of years away, not decades away, from the major disjunction. And we already see the first signs of it with the new hotspot building a new island off the coast of Hawaii, the superquake that occurred, for example, not only in Alaska, the 7-plus quake, but also a few months ago killed thousands of people in Indonesia. And what I see coming, for example, at the same time Trump was down there in Buenos Aires, they had a 3.8 quake that shook the chandeliers in the building. Right?
Right. In 1964 in Alaska, they had the Good Friday quake. It was, March 28th of 64.
Right.
That was a magnitude 9.2 quake. That was a quake so severe that in Anchorage nearby, the streets instantly fell 10 feet. They just dropped.
Wow.
That was so severe that the ground was opening up and swallowing entire houses, including the house of the famed radio announcer Lowell Thomas. He fortunately was not home when it happened, but I mean, that's the kind of thing that was occurring. That set off tidal waves, by the way, that killed 139 people, 124 altogether from the tsunami it unleashed down the west coast, where it killed 106 people in Alaska, 5 in Oregon, and 13 people died in California from an Alaska earthquake.
Right. Now, people have to understand, there's a dance in British Columbia and Washington and Oregon by the native people called the Dance of the Thunderbird. And they memorialize that roughly every 300 years there's a major tsunami that come off the Cascadia subduction zone that's very active. It's likely to create a tsunami that could be hundreds of feet high, striking the coast and killing a lot of coastal villages and people. And that's likely to happen again relatively soon.
There was a major quake 1,100 years ago that devastated Seattle. Right now they estimated, remember I said a 9.2 quake happened on Good Friday 1964 in Alaska.
Right.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates that the Juan de Fuca tectonic plate off Seattle has 25 times more tectonic force stored in it, built up like a wound-up spring, than did the fault line release in Alaska. And the fault line release in Alaska was the equivalent of 50,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs.
Right, so Vancouver and Seattle are under grave danger, aren't they?
They are in very grave danger, and of course this could also lead to the triggering of Mount Rainier.
Isn't that I know a way of stopping earthquakes. To create megaquakes down to microquakes, you got to get the resonant frequency of the tectonic plate just like a wind chime and cause a micro release of the energy in the rocks at hundreds of times per day, so you get a microquake daily. So over a period of decades and centuries, you release micro energy so you don't have a massive release in one big thrust. The problem is the massive release in one thrust is a devastation. So you got to release that energy over a long period of time so you don't end up with a massive surge that will cause a lot of damage.
Right, and for people in New York City, let's not forget the fault line is reawakening under the Indian Point nuclear reactor complex 36 miles from Manhattan.
Yeah, by the way, that's the largest, most dangerous nuclear reactor in America, and it's right near the highest population density in the United States.
Good design.
I'll tell you, Lucifer must have had some plans in there, hey? What do you think?
Sounds like it.
His name is now Luciferi.
My doctor makes more informed decisions.
New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic Silver Complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.